This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, January 25. Heroes. Our reading comes from Colossians chapter 2. I want you to know how hard I am contending for you and for those at Laodicea and for all who have not met me personally. My goal is that they may be encouraged in heart and united in love, so that they may have the full riches of complete understanding, in order that they may know the mystery of God, namely Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. I tell you this so that no one may deceive you by fine-sounding arguments. For though I am absent from you in body, I am present with you in spirit, and delight to see how disciplined you are and how firm your faith in Christ is. So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. At this time of year, the apple trees in our yard are barren and seemingly have no life in them. They stand frozen, offering little more than a bit of shelter for the birds that land on their branches. I think ahead to when the first pink blossoms will appear in spring, and the fruit that will follow. It's wonderful, though, that even as I pass judgment on the trees in winter, there is still life inside. Maybe you've read or heard of the book by Brother Lawrence called The Practice of the Presence of God. Don't let the size of the book fool you. Though small in its number of pages, it is rich in wisdom. Brother Lawrence, a friar who is one of my heroes, came to realize that wherever he was, it was a good place to connect with God, for God is everywhere. Because of God's presence, even places where Lawrence had felt empty and worthless became rich with a sense of belonging. His place in the monastery where he lived was the kitchen. There he learned to cook meals, do dishes, and run errands with God. What seemed a lowly position to others became a retreat and a haven of relationship with God. The kitchen became Lawrence's sanctuary, where he worshipped in spirit and in truth. Where is your sanctuary? Pray with me. Dear God, remind us that you are with us everywhere and are worthy of our worship. Thank you for including us in your plans for the day. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.